You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
This is the Space Show, and we're about to have second edition Space Show News. The Adelaide-based company Newman Space last week announced the successful firing of its Newman Drive thruster aboard the Edison satellite. Here is a reading of the company release.
Newman Space, a technology leader of in-space electric propulsion based in Australia, has announced that they have successfully completed the initial testing of the Newman Drive ND50 on the Edison satellite. The Edison mission is a part of the European Space Agency's Pioneer program, designed to support emerging companies seeking to provide new and innovative satellite communications technologies and services. Space Inventor, a European manufacturer of microsatellites based in Denmark, designed and built the Edison satellite based on their already demonstrated and proven HU platform. This in-orbit demonstration partnership between Space Inventor and Newman Space was announced mid-2023. During 2024, Newman Space worked closely with Space Inventor. Newman Space flew its engineers to Aalborg to test, demonstrate and verify ease of integration and ease of operations of the Newman Drive. The collaboration work on the ground went flawlessly with the integration and testing completed in a matter of hours. Edison was launched on the 14th of January this year on board the SpaceX Transporter 12 from Space Launch Complex 4E at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. After commissioning of the satellite, the Newman Space and Space Inventor teams were able to quickly run boot up and health checks and to confirm all communication systems were operational to command the propulsion system. Space Inventor's mission and payload operations provided Newman Space with fast and easy access to the data of the Newman Drive automatically, enabling it to rapidly analyze all parameters. The Newman Drive ND50 was fired several times on different orbits and Newman Space is pleased to report that the propulsion system is healthy, working as expected, with all in-orbit parameters returning nominal values. Newman Space's Chief Executive Officer, Herve Astier said, and we quote, "We are thrilled to achieve this first success with Space Inventor. We are grateful that they trusted us to join the Edison mission under the umbrella of the European Space Agency. Getting to successfully fire the Newman Drive so quickly is a testament to the great work both teams have done in the lead up to this mission and to the quality and maturity of our respective technologies. We are fortunate to have had the support from Space Inventor and from the Australian Space Agency for this project and look forward to a very exciting testing campaign in the next few months on board this satellite. With this third flight, the Newman Drive cements its status of space propulsion system with proven flight heritage with another in-orbit demonstration planned later this year. Newman Space is now collaborating with a number of respected global satellite manufacturers and is continuing to improve the performance of the Newman Drive with a growing product offering for various classes of satellites as we seek to deliver better mobility in space." End of quote. Peter Davidson, Chief Technical Officer of Space Inventor, said, and we quote, "We are excited to see the Newman Drive successfully operating on board our Edison satellite as part of this SRArts-funded mission. These first firings mark a significant step in demonstrating advanced in-orbit propulsion, and we are eager to continue testing its capabilities. This collaboration with Newman Space highlights the potential for innovative propulsion solutions, and we look forward to exploring future opportunities together to enhance satellite mobility and sustainability in space." End of quote. Newman Space will now continue to test and operate the Newman Drive jointly with Space Inventor over the coming months, with more extensive testing and validation of various case studies and simulation models helping to improve the performance of the Newman Space products.
And it's good to see Australian companies doing so well. Now, Varda Space Industries, a United States company, has successfully returned its pharmaceutical manufacturing capsule at the Kinniba Test Range in South Australia. The 120-kilogram craft parachuted to ground after 6 weeks in orbit. The capsule is being returned from Southern Launch's Canuba facility to Varda's Los Angeles headquarters. And the Transporter 13 mission, which is to carry an Australian satellite into space, has been postponed. It was to have been launched on March the 3rd, but it's now listed as Thursday, March the 6th, at 17:39 Australian Eastern Daylight Time, and it may well be delayed even further. Now, that's to carry the Buccaneer main mission, which is a six-unit Innovor-built satellite, costing $1.69 million. And also aboard is another experiment. This one, not a complete satellite. It's HEO Robotics has cameras aboard the Droid O2 satellite, which is for Tyrion Space, a company called Tyrion Space. And also aboard will be Winnebago 3, which is equivalent to the one that just landed in South Australia. Now, its landing site is to be decided, but it's likely to be at Canuba in South Australia. So there we have it. Transporter 13 delayed, launch date to be announced.